Public health officials in Los Angeles want to ban some candy that's imported from Mexico. The candies are especially popular with Latino children, but tests show they contain lead, which raises the question of why they're still being sold. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
It's after school in the Boyle Heights neighborhood of Los Angeles. Students crowd around vendors selling goodies from their shopping carts, ices, spicy chips, sodas, and candy. Lots of candy, mostly imported from Mexico.
They're like addicted to candy. Like they can't stop eating it because they're good.
13-year-old Maria Olmo says her schoolmates go wild over the Mexican candy that makes their mouths pucker, hot chili powder or tamarind taffy covered with sugar, salt, and lemon. But the potential danger comes from an ingredient not listed on the label.
Candy has lead in it, and people are getting hurt. Some people that are eating it.
Almost and her classmates have read about the dangers, traces of lead in the chili grown in Mexico, some of the candy wrappers and ceramic containers the candies are sold in. As a class project, the students decided to conduct their own test for lead contamination. They found it in several of the Mexican candies they've been buying at local shops. An Orange County newspaper had already commissioned extensive professional tests that produced the same results. And now Los Angeles County officials have responded by proposing a ban of some of the questionable Mexican candies. The county's public health director, Dr. Jonathan Fielding, says it's dangerous for children to ingest even small amounts of lead.
I mean, it reduces IQ, it leads to behavioral problems, it can lead to hearing problems, all kinds of things. Why in this day and age do we tolerate candies that have lead in them?
Critics in California have wondered why state and federal health officials haven't acted sooner. For its part, the Food and Drug Administration says it's been issuing health advisories for several years, warning consumers to avoid candies with names like Chaca Chaca, Lucas Limon, and Picarindo.
One can always do more.
Dr. Terry Troxell is the director of the FDA's Office of Plant and Dairy Foods. He says there are limitations to what the FDA can prevent.
Lead is in our environment. There's no way you really can manufacture anything lead-free. So the question is, what is an appropriate low level when products are manufactured according to good agriculture and manufacturing practices?
Troxell says the FDA has sent a letter to candy manufacturers in Mexico urging them to reduce the lead levels in chili powder, wrappers, and ceramic coverings. He says inspectors at the border sometimes seize shipments of suspicious candy, but he says it's very difficult to regulate all candy brought into the U.S. Meanwhile, here at a North Hollywood warehouse, one of the country's biggest importers of Mexican candy says he's hurting.
I'm suffering, and I'm suffering a lot. And that's the problem that we're dealing with right now, is that they think it's all bad. You know, I mean, they think that every Mexican candy is bad, and we get phone calls, we get emails.
Mark Tropp owns Dandy Boy Candies. He's already pulled some of the Mexican brands from his shelves, but he says lots of other dealers are still selling them.
So what it is a lot of distributors will go down to Tijuana or Ensenada to the wholesale warehouses, and they'll buy the candy for half of what we're paying for. And they can bring it back here and sell it, and they've been doing that. And it's filtered through the market here in Southern California.
The FDA says there's no way to inspect every swap meet or mom-and-pop store. So back in Boyle Heights, 14-year-old Manuel Mata and his friend Maria Olmos try to warn their schoolmates.
When we see our friends eating them, we tell them, but they don't listen to us. All of the kids like candy, so...
And they're tempted to the candy, so they're used to eating a lot of candy.
At least one other city, Chicago, has asked businesses to remove some of the unacceptable brands from their shelves. But in Los Angeles, where even more of the Mexican candies are sold, officials are still finalizing the proposal for a ban. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
If you want to see pictures of the kinds of candy to avoid, you can go to our website at npr.org.